this sugya is one of the biggest sugyas in all of Gittin. Sugya of Af Eide Mesira Karsir. The laws are all Af Eide Mesira Karsir. So on that sugya, we've already seen half of Tosis' position. We still haven't finished Tosis, but we've seen half of Tosis' position, that Tosis is insistent that when you have a get, you must have a Mesira. Yesterday we saw that was the position of Tosis on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. As Rosh Hashanah likes to start, the Torah, the best way to start, the Torah says, "V'chasav lo sefer kusis minasam biyada," when it comes to Gerushin. And when it comes to Gerushin, so then we have an open question how Gerushin works in terms of what is the definition of V'chasav. So we have a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, how to define the word V'chasav. So according to Rabbi Meir, who says V'chasav refers to chasimas, so then that would indicate that there is halachic significance of the chasimas of the get. Those chasimas have to be in Dalmushma, and then it would be only logical that Eide Chasima Karsi, that the Eide Chasima is what creates the Gerushin. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so then there is no Mekar for chasimas. So then Rabbi Eliezer takes a step further. Rabbi Eliezer says it's Eide Mesira Karsi. There's no Mekar for chasimas and Eide Mesira Karsi. So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. Within Rabbi Eliezer Shita, so the riff we saw was a proponent of the idea of Af Eide Mesira Karsi. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have a choice, Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira. The only thing is that the riff concluded that Lechatchila, one should use Eide Mesira. By the way, did anybody see a pshat b'das a riff? Not stam. Did anybody see a pshat in the riff of why the riff is piled between Lechatchila and b'di'evan? We said why in the Lashonos of the Mishnayis. We pointed out that it's Hiskim Rebbe Gamliel. In the language of the Mishnayis, that would make sense. However, it's still not clear within the inherent logic of the riff why one would be lechatchila and one would be b'di'evan. Lechura, you could use two different tracks. Okay. And no one saw anybody that spoke about it, right? I didn't see anybody that speak about that directly as well. So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir. So, if the Talmidim could look around to see if anybody discusses that expressly that the Das Harif. Yes? That explains it? Okay, let me know when it's more than we think. You know, let me know when it's thought out. Okay, so this is the Dion over here in the Rib. Yesterday we had begun where the Ran has an approach in terms of the Rib. We saw that the Ran ultimately does not like the Bali Tosos, and he defends the Rib's position. And he says, below Nihira onto the Bali Tosos. And we were in the middle of the Raya Ba'od Iisa. That's where we were up to in the Ran. So the Ran said, Ba'od Iisa, the Kol Shiesh Eide Chasima, Nusam Yunshub Eide Mesir Nimsar, Mai Hai De Farkina, Beresh Mechilten, Ki Boi Man Hai Taina, De Boi Ksil Lashma, Ve Chasim Lashma, Umaskinan, La Olam Rabbe Lazari, Bechilo, Boy, Rabbi Lazar Chasim Lashma. When does Rabbi Lazar not require the Chasim Lashma? Hecha the Leka Eidim. That's only where there are no Eidim. Avol Hecha the Ika Eidim. Boy, but if there are Eidim, so then in such a case, they have to be done Lashma. The Gemara says, "Damar Rabbi Abba, Moder Rabbi Lazar Mizuim Mitocho Shu Pasul Shekim and Shein Echshero Ella Machmas Eidim Mesira." Since the only Hechsher is due to Eidim Mesira, my Mizuif Mitocho Ika. What type of Mizuif Mitocho is there here? Bishleima Isagi Leila Rabbi Eliezer Beide Chasima Shapir. If, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Eide Chasima work also, then I understand. Shekiva Sheheim HaKorsim, but you know, Sheyachdu Lushma. So that's going to be our Raya, says the Ran. The Gemara and Abdalin Amin Aleph proves to us, Af Eide Mesira Karsi, that you could use Eide Chasima according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because why else? You have a problem of mizuyif mitocho. But if the only halacha is that Eide Chasima work because it is a proof that there were Eidei Mesira, but Eidei Mesira alone will not work according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ki lo chasam l'shma, mayim zuyif mitocho ika. By the way, this sugi goes on and on and on and on. And I've decided, because as you know, that I believe it's important for us to move, I'm not going to go through the next couple of rayas in the Ran. We're going to stop with this raya, analyze this raya, see the Ran's conclusion, and then go into the famous and beautiful Machlokas Rishonim of the raya of Shnei Shtaros, which we'll only get to yesterday. We're going to have shiur tomorrow because we didn't have enough shiur this week. So what emerges is like this, according to the Ran. The Ran says that af eidei mesira karsi, and if we say af eidei mesira karsi, so the halacha is going to be that eidei chasim also work. And with that, I could explain the Gemara mizuif mitocha. Because if you hold that the only thing that's going to work is eidei mesira, and the only role of Eidei Chasima is Eidei Chasima somehow, however you explain, however you explain that, but you're going to assume that Eidei Chasima itself don't work, so why is there a problem of Mitzuyif Mitocha? That's the Ran's riot. So yesterday, we gave a Geshmaka answer for the Bali Tosas. The Bali Tosas are now going to take their weak shot that we thought once upon a time on Dafdalet Amud Aleph in Mizuyif Mitocha, which was a little shvach of a pshat. After they got them, we had Stiras in Tosas, we had a Maram Vameving Yavin, they had a Stira in Tosas. Tosas is shvach of pshat, is not so shvach at all. The Tosas is actually Lishitaso. Tosas himself was bothered by the Ran's Kasha for the Ran's reason and his own reason. And Tosis ultimately said that the Shasha Mizuyif Mitocha by Chasidus is only a Xera of the Ksiva, because Tosis agrees with the Ran's observation. He says, you're right, everything you said is right, but I hold that Modar Golos Mizuyif Mitocha doesn't mean that there's inherent Mizuyif Mitocha, but it's a Xera. So Tosis is going to be Lishitaso. Beautiful. Now, I alluded to yesterday that the Ran's own Raya is actually quite difficult. Who could tell me what's difficult with the Ran's own Raya? I left off cryptically and I said that according to the Rajba, one could actually turn this idea into a Kasha. What will the Kasha be? What's the difficulty over here? So let's look back at the Rajba that we saw on the Tosas. The Rajba had a different shot. And you know what? In brackets, I'll just summarize the Rajba's own shot. I'll summarize the Rajba's own shot so that we'll have three shot and we'll now come away sometimes to fully grasp what one did 3 weeks ago. You need 3 weeks later to see the whole picture. So now we're going to summarize in 5 minutes three different shitas of the Gemara, Modar Ablaz, Mizuyif Mitocha, Shul Pasa. We've already summarized the shita of Tosas. We're going to summarize the Rajba that we were omel on 3 weeks ago. Is it less than that? Less than that, maybe? With that, the Rajba that we were omel on previously. And then I'm going to add that according to the Rajba himself, the Ran's pshat, which is going to be pshat number 3, actually requires more Bayer, which I don't know if I'm capable of giving. I don't think I'm capable of giving. Yemir Tzashem, you'll be on with your Talmidim and the tribe. Maybe use other things we learned together, that we learned together. But you'll be on with your Talmidim. Maybe you'll be able to come up with a pshat. In the Rajba, we saw that he says that there's a new understanding of Rebbe Elazar, Modar Golos Mizuyif Mitocha Shu Pasul. Where was it? We had this. I know I had difficulty finding it. I did it from the Masada Rav Kook edition. Does anybody have the book in the Masada Rav Kook edition? Do you have the Masada? No. Okay. Listen. So I'll go to the bottom. When I get, that's why I use the Ran also, the old Ran, is because when I get used to it, the Fuss, that's what I like to use. I get used to that. Okay, says the Rajba as follows. The Rajba says on page Vav
the first column, the Rashba says as follows. He says, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is significance to the Chasimas. Because the Chasimas become part of the Ksiva. And just like the Ksiva, thank you very much, just like the Ksiva has to be Lishma, says the Rashba, so too, the Rashba says, the Chasimas will also become part of the Ksiva. Why? Because the way in which you're going to validate the Shtar is through the Chasimas. So then he says, then it becomes part of the definition of Ksiva. That's where he says, "V'nira the mishum achi karlem yisui midocha mishum delididei ksiva l'shma boy v'chasimasan shaleidim michlal ksiva sageti." That was the approach of the Rashba. So the Rashba had a different understanding on mod rebels mizui midocha shu basal. There's no proof that Eidei Chasim are karsi. Absolutely not. Eidei Chasim are not kares at all. How does the Gemara work? The Gemara is saying like this, Eidei Masira only are kores, according to Rabbi Eliezer. However, you can learn like the Bali Tosos, they're only kores. Then why are you worried about Mesuif Mitoch on the Chasimas? Because once the Chasimas help the Ksiva work, they become part of the category of the Kosa. That's the wild Kiddush of the Rashba. So that now we summarized approach number two in the Sugya Modra Vlaz and Zuyvita Hoshu Pasal. What's approach number three? The Ran! Says the Ran, our Ran, I'm just repeating the Ran now, just putting it Tosos, Rashba, Ran. What did the Ran say? Then we'll go back to the Rashba and show how the Rashba, I think, rejected the Ran. What does the Ran say? The Ran, as we saw, said, Mother Azam Zuim Midoch, your apostle must be because Rebbe Lazar agrees that there's Ksiva, Chasima that's Kores, and there's Masira that's Kores. Both of them are Kores. Once we hold that both of them are Kores, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that if you're going to use the Chasimas, so then the Chasimas have to be done appropriately. And if they're not Lishma, it's going to be a problem. But if you hold, says the Ran, like the Bali Tosis, the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So we're pointing out the Bali Tosis answered it, and the Rashba answered it. The Yosar Misa. The Rashba entertained another possibility. The Rashba then said, Uledivrei Harav Alfasi, someone scream out where it is in the brown edition. You could give an answer that there are times that you need lishma when it's chasima. And then there are times you don't need Lishma when you use Eidei Masira. So the Gemara, when it says, Moder Blazer Mizuif Mitocho, is what? Is talking about in the case of where you're using the Eidei Chasima to be Kores. And the Eidei Chasima have to be written in Lishma. It turns out that what the Rashba is quoting is something very similar to what the Ran just said. What did the Ran say? The Ran said that if you have over here, Eidei Chasima, then the Gemara is good. Because if you're using Eidei Chasima, they need to be Lishma. However, it comes along the Rashba, and who remembers the Rashba's kash on this chat? Why he doesn't like it? Yes, you delay? It doesn't fit in the pasuk. And that is, at the end of the day, there's only one way to define the kasa. Either the Kasav means the Ksiva needs to be Lishma, that's Rabbi Eliezer, or you hold the Kasav means the Chasima needs to be Lishma, that's Rabbi Meir. So now, what do we want to say? We want to say Rabbi Eliezer allows you to pick or choose. What do you mean he's going to allow you to pick or choose what the meaning of the Pasuk is? Says the Rashba, that shot, to say Mizuif Mitocho means that if according to Rabbi Eliezer you want to do the Chasimas, you need to do the Chasima Lishma, then you're picking and choosing.
What do they call it? How the guys make fun of it? The Judaism where you pick and choose?
What? pick and choose Judaism. So you're picking and choosing. Because Allah Sefer Kriz, you're picking one day Vikasa means Siva Lishma, and the other day it means Chasima Lishma. That you can't pick and choose. And therefore that Gemara, that Gemara is not going to, that way of being Masbir, the Gemara, is not going to work. It's not a kasha on the riff if you hold the riff holds afedim asirikarsi. Of course, on the riff, it's not a kasha. It's only a kasha on the ram's ray of the riff. Why? Because the riff never said that you need chasima l'shma. The riff only said that if you want, you could use eidei chasima to be chorus. So Rabbi Eliezer is going to define the kasav law as being l'shma. Siva l'shma. What is the shita hold when it holds af eidei mesir karsi? You could use eidei chasim alone. What it means is that when it comes to shtaros, there are two ways to create a kinyan of shtar. Either through eidei mesira, which is clearly shita's Rebbe Eliezer, or you could also use eidei chasima. But that doesn't get into the valid definition of the kasav law. But once you say that Modar of Lazim Zuyif Midah Hashul Pasul means that he holds that if you're going to use Eidei Chasim, the Eidei Chasim have to be Lishma, then it's pick and choose Judaism. Then what you're doing is you're either picking Vikasav as meaning Siva, or Vikasav as meaning Chasima. And that would be the Rajba's Kash on this Raya. And I leave off as a Tzarechion. I leave off with Tzarechion. What would the Raj, when bringing this raya on behalf of the Rif, say back to the Rajba's own objection? We're not saying any Torah on our own. All we're doing is just being Masader the Shitos. Tosas, Rajba, Ran, and the Rajba himself early on was the Churadocha, that Shita of the Ran. Just Havana, just to have clear Havana. Yeshua.
I don't understand how it's a question on the riff, on the riff's opinion. To say
it's not a question on the riff. It's a question on the Ran only. Because, let me see if anybody understood me. Who can answer Shmuel's question? Why is it a kasha specifically on the Ran and not a kasha on the riff? Yes, Eloy.
The riff didn't give his reason for being Shmuel. Only the Ran said it.
What did the riff say?
The riff just said, behold, you know, either this or that.
What does it mean, either this or that? L'chura, either this or that means...
Because the Tikkun Olam, that was the purpose of the Tikkun Olam.
Say, we could say better than you, but you're on the right track. A little bit even sharper. Chaim, you want to add?
Chasimas is, if any chasimas are karti, it doesn't necessarily mean they need to be l'shma. It's only a problem is you, if you say that the chasimas needs to be l'shma.
Correct. If we're saying that eidei chasimas are also karsi according to Rabbi Eliezer, wow, shalom aleichem harav.
Joe, maybe you left your...
I don't know how to express in words. I'm a Talmud from years ago of the Rav, and I have tremendous appreciation for everything that you've been
through. I taught him the whole sugya of Eidei Mesira. The whole gift. Everything he's saying here is in my name.
I'll finish up this idea, and then that we want to hear. We want to hear.
No,
hear. Okay. When I was a young man, just starting in Zvicha, I took homiletics with Rav Lutzvi. And there were many things that I learned from him that I'm indebted for to this day. By the way, you should know the first time I got up to speak, he took me apart pretty well. And I'm indebted to that. Okay, so we're in the sugya right now, according to the Ran, in regards to Eidei Mesira Karsi, and we're saying as follows. We're saying that according to the Ran, the halacha is going to be that the Eidei Mesira will be kores, right? The Eidei Mesira will be kores according to the Ran. But that phenomenon of Eidei Mesira Karsi, he's suggesting, equally applies in regards to Chasima as well. According to the Rajba's understanding of how Lishma works, the Rajba has caught the Ran, and I leave off to you, I don't have an answer. And Emir Teshem, you'll discuss with your Talmidim. I don't have an answer. According to the Rajba, he's saying it's pick or choose Judaism. What are you arguing? You're arguing that Vikasav means Chasimas or Ksiva. That's a Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Eliezer. That's a Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Eliezer. If that is a Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, so then how could you say you could opt for either Ksiva Lishma or Chasim Lishma? Responding to your question, Shmuel, all the Rif said, as Chaim pointed out, all the Rif said was that you could choose two tracks of Chokrisus. How the get is going to operate, you could choose two tracks. But we don't see that it's the definition of Vikasa. The definition of Vikasa is something that's not being defined by the Ran. It's not being defined by the Rif, but according to the Ran, it is part of the definition. Yosef Chaim, you wanted to add something.
Maybe I understood more than it was wrong. I thought it was a problem because you were talking when there was either Sir Ali and Fasima and it didn't seem possible.
Moder of Lazim Zuif Mitov. No, that was what Tosas pointed out. Tosas pointed out not only are we talking about Karavan Pasel, but even Shalom Lishma.
So they're already Edim Masir. They're Edim Masir as well.
Okay, and let's say they were Edim Masir on the
game. According to the Ran,
right?
If they're Edim Masir, they're staying around Rabbi Lazar. So why does he care about the difference?
Just because. So you're asking another question on the Ran. You're asking another question. You're asking another question.
It's like so many.
Yosef Chaim is asking as follows. I'm not sure if it's a good question, but let's toss it out. Maybe the Schluss's grandfather being here, maybe we'll entertain his question a little bit more. Maybe it is a good question. Let's throw this question out. Yosef Chaim asks, what exactly is the case in Modar Ablozim Zuyf Mitocho Shubu Pasel? Simple shot. What did Ravina Ravashi think about on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph when they said Modar Ablozim? Was that a case of where there were only Eidei Chasimos, or there were Eidei Chasima and Eidei Masira? So now let's carry through your thought process. If we're talking about a case that it's only Eidei Chasima, then what makes sense? The Ran
makes sense.
The Ran makes sense. Okay. Then the Ran will make sense. But if we're talking about a case where there's also Eidei Masira, so he's opting for the track of Eidei Masira. If we're opting for the track of Eidei Masira, so then what's the Raya altogether? What's the Raya altogether? What do you want to say, Yisrael?
I think first of all, it has to be where you're talking about Eidei Masira with Eidei Chasima, because the whole, it would just be Eidei Chasima, then it would be not possible in Durban, it would be Mamash possible. Zimadoba means that you're going to come to, the Eidei Masira not going to be around, you're going to come to rely on Eidei Chasima. And if that's the case, that's what the Ram was saying. You're going to come to rely on these Eidei Chasima. If they're not written in the Shema, then it's going to be Mizuga Mitocha. The Eidei Masira are not going to be around. It's not that we have Eidei Masira and Eidei Chasima. We say that the get is possible right now, but it's because of the Chashash later on that the Eidei Masira are not going to be around anymore.
And so therefore, the Halacha Mizuga Mitocha
would apply to even when you have Eidei Masira.
Even when they're Eidei Masira,
the Chashash, they're going to die.
And the Ran was and that's where the Ran is starting from. Okay, I think it needs to be pounded out a little bit more. I think it's a fair ha'ara. Let's summarize. By the way, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Rav Lukstein Shlita taught me that we're supposed that an ideal way of presenting. I didn't learn a Gemara share how to present the Gemara share for Rav Lukstein, but I did learn many things about Drasha and Shul, and one of the things we spoke about is using the number three examples. So it happens to be you walked in, we have three shitas that have to be Masbir and how to be Masbir the Gemara. So let's just summarize the shitas that we have in the Gemara. Number one we have the approach of the Bali Tosas. The Bali Tosas say that when it comes to Modar Ablozim Zuyif Mitocho Shul Posel, he said that the shita Rabbi Eliezer is only a Gzerim Ba'alma. And with that, we've turned the Ran's kashas on the Bali Tosas on its head. The Ran's raya, which seemed to be a glorious raya against the Tosas, actually becomes a proof to the Bali Tosas themselves. What do we mean? The Bali Tosas hold that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could only use Eidei Masira. Only Eidei Masira. Yet, We talk about mizuyif mitocho on the chasimas. So we saw that the Baal HaTosfos say you have a gzeira of chasima atu ksiva. Not this dramatic understanding of the Ran, that you've got two tracks, Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira, and both of them need to be Lishma. No, the Baal HaTosfos hold that Rabbi Eliezer is very straightforward. Vikasav means Ksiva, Chasima is entirely insignificant. Get will only work through Eide Mesira. That's the approach of the Baal HaTosfos. The Rajba seems to agree with the Baal HaTosfos, at least in the previous sugya. We would have to leave for more time to see the Rajba and Daf Pei Vav, the Rajba by us. But the Rajba has a different avana. Approach number two of the Rajba is that when it comes to Modar of Lazim Yisuyif Mitoch Moshu Apostle, it has absolutely nothing to do with the sugya of Eide Chasima Karsi or Eide Mesira Karsi. Why? Says the Rajba, even Rabbi Eliezer, who could very well hold Eide Mesira, Rak Eide Mesira. That's it, just Eide Mesira. However, when you have chasimos, the chasimos will eventually help the ksiva. And the Rajba is mechadesh, that since the chasimos can abet the ksiva, once it abets the ksiva, then it becomes part of the definition of vikasa, because it could be used as a raya later on. Krisus, to affect divorce? Absolutely not. However, when it comes to the definition of the kasav, chasimos become part of the definition of the kasav. Yosef Chaim? Okay, let's stay with this first part. Okay, clearly the Rajba loves this most of the way through the sugya, and then he asks his question on the Ran that we're summarizing now. Good. I'm willing, again, besides your grandfather, I'm willing to entertain you more than I would in a regular day. So we'll take a look. We'll open it up. Number three, what's the third approach? The third approach is the approach of the Ran. The Ran says, I'm going to prove to you the position of the Rif that says, Af Eide Mesira Karsi, against the Baal HaTosfos. Well, how? How do you read the Gemara? Motor Blazim Zuyfita Achushu Pasim. Must be the Rabbi Eliezer has two tracks. He has a track of Eide Chasima, and they need to be kosher Eidim, not just kosher Eidim that they're not Krovim or Psulim like the Baal HaTosfos had presented, but they need to be Eidus L'Shma. There needs to be Eidus L'Shma. So that is Av. That is, if you choose the Eide Chasima track, you got to go with it to the nth degree. And Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that when it comes to get, Eide Mesira also is effective. Both tracks, and both become part of the definition of the Kasav LaSefer Krisus. In contrast to the Rajba, who says that at the end of the day, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Ksiva is the only significant component to the get, according to the Ran, Rabbi Eliezer will have Ksivas being significant if you just use Eide Mesira, and he will buy into Rabbi Meir's Shita if you use Eide Chasima. And Rabbi Meir's position is that the Kasav is defined as Eide Chasima. So two different tracks. And then we pointed out, if we put together what the Ran said with what we had done in the previous sugya, the Rajba already told us that this elegant Ran is not elegant at all. And this I leave for you to discuss with your Talmidim. I don't have a good answer. And that is, at the end of the day, this is picking and choosing. Every other understanding that we had was Rabbi Eliezer was consistent with his definition of the pasuk. We pointed out that the best way, I think, Rav Luchstein was zocheh to learn by Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik always showed how all these in-depth discussions really start from how do you read the psukim themselves. Rabbi, up until now, everything has been consistent in terms of the machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer defines v'kasav as ksiva lishma. Rabbi Meir disagrees, and he defines v'kasav as chasimos. That's the whole picture of our whole Masechta. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. Everything's consistent. The Rajba points out that the Ran is the first one to have blurred the categories. The other two Havanas that we had before We're clear. Reb Eliezer holds v'kasa means k'siva l'shma. Chasima doesn't exist when it comes to the Torah's definition of get. According to the Rashba's Om Shat, I can explain Moder Razam Zuif Mitacho with the definition of the Kasav as being the actual writing of the get. But once we've gotten to the Ran's understanding, when the Ran wanted to bring a raya to the Rib, to say, Afe de Mesira Karasi means that there are two tracks. You could use Eide Chasima and they have to be Lishma, and you could use Eide Mesira and the Ksiva has to be Lishma. So now we have an Erbuvia, now we have a mixture of things, where we now no longer could define the Pasuk itself. All of our clarity has been lost. That was the Rajba's own objection to the Ran. But these are the three explanations, working backwards, Ran, Rajba, and Tesis. Okay, Yosef Chaim, let's hear. What do you want to point out to the Rajba at the end of the day?
Since it's
all the way in the end of Dibar Maskali by Yisema?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look. Elo Mishum Da'asi Lemismach?
Yeah.
Going back a few lines, V'kim the Rebbe Lazar Mechashe B'lo Eide Chasima Alma V'kasav Ksiva L'shma Ma'amish Kamar. That's consistent with the position that we've been presenting up until now, according to the Rashba.
This was the Ramah.
Exactly, the way we were Masbir. In Kein the Rebbe Lazar Tvar Torah Filu Ike Eide Chasima Lo Ich Baslan Ilishma Chasmo Shalom Shma Chasmo. The Rashbas bring out the exact point that we alluded to. Elo Mishum Da'asi L'ismach Alayu B'ina L'lishma. It's only a Zera, like the Bali Tosos. So you need to point out that the Rashba seems to suggest the approach of the Bali Tosos in his conclusion? Is that what you mean?
Zera is a little different. Zera in Tosos is...
Fine. I'm not bothered by that. In other words, at the end of the day, it's not my sugi right now. We were going back to previous. Let me just explain, Yosef Chaim. At the end of the day, the Rashba said a yisod that is a beautiful yisod, that Yosef Chaim is pointing out, which was approach number two, Yosef Chaim is pointing out that towards the end of the Rashba, he seems to be going to the side of Tosas. And how do we reconcile Minei Ubeya the Rashba? Is that what you mean to say? Okay.
He's arguing with the Ram. So it's not that he must be saying that the Ram must not be saying that he be so many the Ram.
It seems to be that he's arguing that. Okay.
This was the
right. I have to tell you, I did not work on this part. When I was preparing the sugya, I had two avanas, the Rashba and the Bali Tosos. I was not mechashben this end of this Rashba. And I have to get back to you about this. I have to get back to you how that fits in the Rashba with your discussion with Yisrael. But it's clear everybody has Moder Lo Zimzui Petel Choshu Pasul. So I do leave off with the Tzarechiyun, I think a strong Tzarechiyun, on the Ran himself. The Ran has taken us, like the Rashba alleges, the Rashba just, he didn't make, of who came first, the Rashba or the Ran? The Rashba's prior to the Ran. So the Rashba is a little bit before the Ran. They're all from the base medrash of the Ramban. Okay? So the Rashba precedes the Ran, and the Rashba already bavarned, we say in Yiddish. That means he forewarned the argument of the Ran, and he rejected it. I did not see anybody stop at this. I did not see somebody point out that the Ran's pshat, which seemed to be a brilliant pshat, actually becomes a very, very difficult pshat when you go back to the definition of the Kasav. The end of the Rashba, Yosef Chaim, I have to go back to see that last point. Okay, so this is what we have up until now. Yeah, Chaim.
If the Rashba is saying that the Chasima is part of the Ksiva,
right?
So maybe when the Ran's saying that the Chasima,
and you're trying to answer his my question. Go ahead. Yes.
It's, when he says Chasima needs to be Lishma, maybe he's saying because it's part of the Ksiva. That's the only reason it needs to be Lishma, and that's why it's Mizuyah Matoko.
But at the end of the day, what's the definition of a Kasa? Does the kasav mean chasimas or does it mean ksivas?
Ksivas, but that's the only reason he says that the chasim is for the shema, because it's part of the ksiva.
Okay.
And that's why it fall. That's why it's if you hold it to chasim.
No, I don't understand. I don't understand how you can go that far. If you're going to say, like the Rajba himself does, that the chasimas are not kores and becomes part of the kasav to substantiate, that's going to be one thing. But to say that you need chasima lishma, qua chasima lishma, because ede chasima are karsi, right? Then that sounds like you're opening yourself up to two tracks. It doesn't sound like the chasima is falling into the category of the kasa. It sounds like that the chasimas themselves, you have two options, you have two tracks. Either you could use a track of chasima, or you could use a track of mesira. That becomes difficult. In fact, we're going to see now that the Rishonim are going to be mechadesh in the opposite direction. They're going to turn the Eidei Chasima into Eidei Mesira, because they want clarity of what the definition of the Kasav is. What you seem to be saying is not what the Ran is saying. What you're saying might be intelligent, that might work, but that doesn't seem to me to be what the Ran himself is saying. Let's go on, Rabosai. Let's take a look now at the Ran's ultimate shot. Now, we're right in the middle of the sugya, where the Rishonim explode the sugya. There is a difficult Ramban in Balamor, which tomorrow Be'ez Hashem will work hard on and try to make it as easy and as clear as possible. What we're going to do today, though, before we get to the Balamor's famous question on the Rif, is we're going to try to keep things as clear and as straightforward as possible so that we become more and more familiar with the sugya, so that we're really, really comfortable before we jump into the Balamor and the Ramban. And we're going to continue on with the Ran, especially at our stage of learning. You've been learning for a couple of years. I think it's very helpful to have one Rishon quite clear, even though we constantly compare Shitas HaRishonim, but at least to have focus, and you guys have been really working well on the Rif and the Ran. So let's go with the Ran from the beginning to the end, skipping when the Ran discusses the Balamor and the Ramban. On the other hand, I don't want to cheat you. You guys are ready to work on the Balamor and the Ramban. But first, let's have clarity in the Rif and the Ran. See the Ran's maskana. We'll be, for lack of a better term, ma'ayim in what the Ran's actual words are. Leave open a couple of possibilities in what the Ran is doing over here. And then, maybe next week, come back with a fuller Havana that's based on the Masorah that we have from Reb Chaim, that actually, in this case, we thought usually Reb Baruch Ber is harder than Reb Soloveitchik, but in this instance, Reb Baruch Ber was actually clearer to us than Reb Soloveitchik's Havana, so we're going to run with Reb Baruch Ber's tradition in Reb Chaim in this particular case, even though we quoted what the Rav said also. So let's take a look at the Ran Avol Mashenir Li Bazeh. Who wants to read Avol Mashenir Li Bazeh? Anybody want to read? Izzy? Okay. Avol Mashenir Li Bazeh. Everybody have it, right? Where we are in the Ran? Avol Mashenir.
You'll say
something. Okay. Go ahead,
Izzy. What appears to me is that Rabbi Lezer holds that Eden Asir alone are Kores and Eden Khatim are Kores.
Now, Rabosa, if we stopped right there, why is this statement entirely nonsensical? Yes, you delay?
Didn't we just come from that?
The Ran was actually proving the position of the Rif. Afei de Mesira Karsi. So the Ran, if you stop right there, the Ran is actually going back on himself, but he's not. What he's going to do is he's going to redefine what does it mean, Afei de Mesira Karsi, and he's going to get away from the lack of clarity in the pasuk itself, that it's not the pshat that there are two tracks, but rather there's going to be one track, Eidei Mesira Karsi. Nevertheless, Eidei Chasima will be effective. Okay, go ahead. Behind you, Dan Rinan. So now he asks, according to the Rif, why is it that we never have in the Talmud Af Eidei Mesira Karsi? If Eidei Chasima works, why don't we have that? Continue.
Umihu, my daughter Melezer, he did it with Mahani. And we should have the Sira and the Sira, of course that.
Koreset.
Koshi Yitzbe Shaito, either. Ben Jimmy, either on the Sira Atma or Gufa Dabra.
Yeah, try. Let's try to work together. Okay.
So nevertheless, we see, anyways, that Eidei Chatzimah do work when there's no way to see her around. Maybe they take it hold. So, what does there really mean by that? That Eidei Chatzimah work there is because Rabbi Lesher holds that the actual giving over is what's Koreset. And as long as there's Eidus at that time, whether or not the Eidus is on the actual Masira or on the Gufadom, such as the Chatzimah or the Shtar.
What do you think that means? Do you think maybe we should go on to try to figure out a little bit more, or that would be the best? Okay, continue. Everybody's got the words, right? The word, the translation, at least, is clear. What he means, if it's not clear, is that's fine. It shouldn't be clear. Okay.
So the fact that we let us know that again it has Eidechatima in his chorus, even though it wasn't given with the Eidim Sira, that isn't because the Eidechatima is the thing that's being chorus. It's rather that the giving over is chorus since there's Eidim and the Ikra Dabar, whatever that is. The Avalu Eidechatima ke Eidim Sira. Sure, again, Yotzi Mitakas Yadu ke Eidim Halu. Ubi Yadua Shabal Masrula. Vinipzu Kilohin Atzmon ve Eidim Halu Sira.
Wow. Okay. So what's the Ran saying over here?
So when Rabbi Lezer says Eidei Masira Parsi, doesn't necessarily mean that you always need Eidei Masira alone to be Koreis. It means that the giving over is what's being Koreis. And so it's that. So that would also mean that as long as there is Eidei Chatzimah testifying that such a Masira took place, that would also work as a Koreis.
Very good. There's something magical here in the Ran, which we're not going to get to the bottom of it until tomorrow or the beginning of next week. Let's just first describe the Ran's words. The Ran says that what we have over here is a get with Eidei Chatzimah. The critical line over here in the Ran, just Pashut Pshat, is Hamesira Koreses. It's the Mesira that creates the Krisus. It's not the Eidei Chatzimah that create the Krisus. It's the Mesira that creates the Krisus. And he uses the Lashon, V'nimtza ki'ilu hein atzma me'idin ala Mesira. Once you have Eidei Chatzimah, Yodua she'habal masrala. It's known that the Baal gave it to the woman. So those are the words. That's the translation of the Ran. Without any Havana, we've just simply translated what the Ran says. Now, a lot of times what's very helpful for us is to go back to previous constructs that we've had to get to a broader Havana. Is this reminiscent to anything that we've seen before? Have we seen a Shita that's similar to this? That's right, very good. Mistama Behechsher Nase. The Bali Tosas already said this idea. Ironically, Vamei V'Nyavin, within the opposing position. Okay, that's going to get complex. But the Bali Tosas also said that if you have a get, that there were chasimos on the get, and it's now found biyada isha, then it's biyodua shahabal masrala v'nimtzu ki'ilu hein atzmon me'idin ala mesira. it serves as if the Edim testify on the Mesira itself. Since Rav Hochstein was a Zocha to be a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, I'll start developing Rav Soloveitchik's Mahalach without finishing it, because we're not ready for the full picture, but let's just start. The Rav explained that when it comes to get and shtar, we've already seen that it's not only the shtar itself in terms of the Edim's testimony that's critical in terms of a shtar in general and a get in particular. We saw that the Edim are testifying on things that are more than just the actual gerushin itself. We have a Masorah from Reb Chaim that when it comes to a get is a das hamischayev, it's the das of the husband, biksav, written in the hand of the Edim. The Edim are not testifying on an event, they're testifying on the das hamischayev. That was what Reb Chaim, in fact, I mentioned to you before that Reb Shechter said that Reb Soloveitchik came into Shir. I wasn't Zoch. I came to Yeshiva the year that the Rav passed away. That was the year that I came to Yeshiva. So I never, my mother learned Torah from the Rav, but I wasn't Zoch. So he said that when it came to Shtaros, the Rav came in and he said, define a Shtar. And all different Talmidim gave different Marim Amkamos, and they said, as the Rav described, that's a Mischayev itself. So we know that a shtar is not a regular form of testimony. A regular form of testimony is that when Reuven and Shimon testify in a murder, they testify, Yosef and his brothers, they testify on something. That's regular Edus. When it comes to shtaros are entirely different. So the first step of shtar is it's edus b'chsav of das hamischayev. Then the Rav said, and on the other end, there's something else that people are not aware of. There's the das hamischayev, and then there's a balashtar or tfisas balashtar. Part of the testimony of the shtar is not only the event that's being described in the shtar itself, but when the woman comes in holding the get, that becomes part of the Haggadah's Edus of the shtar itself. It could very well be that the Ran is driving at this idea over here. The Edei Chasima, as we've discussed in the past, can serve as Edus on the Das HaMischayev. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer says only Edei Mesira are Karsi. So how Edei Chasima here don't work? But there's another part to the picture. There's the frontal component and there's the conclusion. Part of the edus of the shtar is also the tfisas bala shtar. You have the das on the schayiv, and then you have the fact that the woman is holding on to it. If that's so then it indicates to us that it's not simply the shtar itself that is critical for get, but it's the process, Yehuda Leib's word from a couple days ago, it's the process that starts with the Das HaMischayev, with the conclusion of it ending up in the woman's hands. Now let's go back to the words of the Ran, these very difficult words. What did the Ran say? The Ran says, V'chi paskinan halachos k'Rav Elazar b'gittin, even going back a line before that, Mikivan sheyesh edim al ikar hadavar, Dahavlu Ede Chasima Kede Mesira. Share Haget Yotzimitachas Yoda Be Edim Alol. Why did the Ran add these words? Share Haget Yotzimitachas Yoda. That becomes part of the process of get itself. Be Edim Alol. With these signatures, Ubiyodua Shahabal Masrala. There's another part of the story that's being told when you have the woman that it produces the get. V'nimtzu ki'ilu ein asma me'edim ala mesira. And then the Edei Chasima become Edus on the mesira itself. How? So one way of saying it is exactly this, that you have Eidus on the Das HaMischayiv, and then you have the Mesiras HaShtar, which is Nimtza B'Yad HaIsha. And then we have a slay of a hand. There's been something that happened that's not obvious. And what's happened is that actually now the Eidei Chasima become Eidei Mesira. If you assume the way most of the world assumed before Rav Soloveitchik's Chiddush, which was based on Rav Chaim, that Tfisas Baal HaShtar is not a halacha in the Agadas Eidus of the Shtar, then you're going to be stuck over here. There are other explanations. I photocopied for you the Stipler's explanation as well, which maybe we'll get to tomorrow. You can pass it around. But if we say this idea of Tfisas Baal HaShtar, that the idea is that the woman, when she's holding on to the shtar, that becomes part of the raya. So then what happens is, are these Eidei Chasima being made on only the Das HaMischayiv? Clearly the get takes effect when it reaches her hand. Mela, when you have her holding on to the shtar, it's Ki'ilu Masra. Now, when it comes to other cases of shtaros, this halacha is not that way. We don't have this phenomenon of Ki'ilu Masrala, but when it comes to get, since the pasuk says V'kasav LaSefer Kriis V'nasan B'yada, V'nasan B'yada becomes a part of the chelek of the Nesinas HaGet. This might be one way of understanding the Ran. So what the Ran is saying, it's Eidei Mesira, but if you have Eidei Chasima, miraculously these Eidei Chasima become Eidim on the Mesira itself. There are other understandings of how to explain it. One could ask, at the end of the day, this is still a little bit magical. Because what has happened? What we've now done is taken Eidei Chasima and say that they serve as Eidim on the Mesira. What were the Eidim testifying on? The Eidim were testifying on the Das HaMischayiv of the Baal. But the Ran says, once you have that combined with the fact that it's in the woman's hands, so then that's enough to be considered Eidus on the Mesira itself, because Gerushin has two components to it. It has the Ratzon HaBaal, we have Eidus on the Ratzon HaBaal, and we have Tfisas Baal HaShtar. So then that becomes, by definition, Eidei Mesira. So it's not Eidei Chasim at all. There's no source that Eidei Chasim HaKarsi, only Eidei Mesira. That's how the Ran learns. There's another way of understanding the Ran. I'll share before we get to the Stipler. When I was in the Kol HaElyon in YU, Rav Rosenzweig used an expression where he said that the eight, I don't even know exactly what it means. He called it the pop-out theory. He said, we consider the Eidim who were there at the time of the Mesiras HaGet, who are in the Shtar, they're there in the shtar. It's as if they experience the Nesinas HaGet itself. They pop out. They pop out of the shtar. It's considered as if they're there. According to the way I understood from Rav Schechter, from the Mahalach of Rav Soloveitchik, you don't have to say that they're popping out. But it's ipso facto. Once you have Tfisas Baal HaShtar combined with the Eidus on the Das HaMischayiv, it's Ki'ilu, they're Eidus on the Mesira. According to Rav Rosenzweig's way of saying it, halachically we view these Eidei Chasima as there, as if they popped out. Can I ask you to? I'll take a couple of questions. Yes, Chaim Sin. No, the Ran would be explaining the Rif's position, and the Rif's position is the Rif holds that when it comes to Eidei Chasima Karsi, that's only b'diavad. It's not l'chatchila. However, the Ran is explaining how this works. Now, why the why? Why are Eidei Mesir L'chatchila? We left that off as a tzarachim. Why that should be so? We left that off as a tzarachim. Does anybody recall another Havana that we've had up until now? Any other way we could explain this Ran? We alluded in the past, and the Bali calls us to another understanding of the Ran that we'll try to get to tomorrow. Yosef Chaim, you had a question.
Rajbo accuses the Ran to pick and choose.
Yes.
But for the second day of Tosos, why doesn't the Rajbo accuse the same thing as the blur, pick and choose on the second day of Tosos?
Why?
And the second day of Tosos. No. Because the mayor holds.
What do you mean the second day of Tosos? What are you referring to?
That Eidei Mesir would work with, or that Eidei Mesir and Eidei Hasim works with. How can. We hold the mayor says the Kasav is Eidei Hasim, right?
Right.
But Eidei Mesir works by getting condition, you need Eidei Mesir as well.
That's true.
So why didn't the Rajbo say this is pick and choose? How can the mayor hold
why is the Rajbo himself not guilty of picking and choosing?
No, why isn't he accusing the Bali Tosos?
Who can answer that question? Why are the Bali Tosos not guilty of picking and choosing?
Like the second day.
What do you mean the second day? Amir Yesh L'Chalik?
Okay.
So now I think I understand what's bothering you, Rabosai. I want to throw out another issue that requires more bayer. Even if we assume that when it comes to the position of Rabbi Eliezer, it's only Eidei Mesira, right? V'kasav means ksiva lishma. Only the ksiva. So at the end of the day, you could opt, according to the Rif, use Eidei Hasima as well. So he's pure in his definition of what v'kasav law means. That's pure. But ask Yosef Chaim, at the end of the day, the Rif is saying Eidei Hasima are karsi. So how does Eidei Hasima karsi work? How does Eidei Hasim Akarsi work? V'kasav refers to ksiva, and only ksiva needs to be lishma. But how does Eidei Hasim Akarsi work? How does that take effect? So the answer, I think, is the following. According to the other Rishonim, you're going to opt to use either the krisus of kinyanim, or the krisus that the Torah tells us is unique to get. Even Rabbi Eliezer Hall agrees. Where is there a pasuk that tells us about Eidei Hasima? Who can tell me where there's a pasuk? What pasuk tells about Eidei Hasima?
Yirmiyahu
Lamed Beis. Beautiful. They know a little bit of Tanakh. Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis. V'kasav lo v'sefer v'chatum, which is such a powerful pasuk because that is when they're selling. Yirmiyahu is buying a piece of land in Israel that he knows that he's not going to come back to for a long time, and we're living that kiyum. By the way, I was very much touched by Rav Lukstein's introduction to the Rav's Kinos. Rav Lukstein describes in 1967 when he came back with your 68.
A year after. 68.
Maybe you'll tell the Talmidim. Ravina wants to introduce you before you speak, but maybe tell the Talmidim what you described over there in the beginning of the Kinos in 1968.
Sure. So, right now?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, in other words, well, in 1967, my wife and I came here 2 months after the Six-Day War. And we arrived on Erev Tisha B'Av. We came because my wife felt that I couldn't get into the pulpit on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to talk to Jews without having seen with my own eyes what happened. And this was Mamash Geula, Yeshiva Le Geula, Afelo Le Or Gadol, which I'm hoping to talk to you about a little bit later. An unbelievable redemption that was felt here. And Tisha B'Av here, in Eretz Yisrael, that year, August 13th at night, Tisha B'Av night, in Rav Goren's shul.
This is like, his building, of course. This
no, was no, no, no.
Not here, but this is his building.
Yeah, I know. Hayidra Rabba.
Right.
But in his shul in Tel Aviv, That's where we went for kiddush that night, for Eicha. He read Eicha very fast. Started, I think, maybe Bilal's there.